Welcome back to Streets of Gold. I'm Larry Wayne, and today's artist interview features Leon Patillo. Now, another one of his big hits is the popular wedding and love song, Flesh of My Flesh.
You know, I wrote that song basically for a guy that would like to date a young lady. But a lot of times, you know, when you have... you're sitting in the car and you guys are maybe on your way to the movies or something, and you're trying to find the right words to say, but you need some time, like a backdrop. And I figured that maybe I would, you know, write a love song that would give the brother some kind of backdrop so he could hit. So that's exactly what I did. So I wrote Flesh of My Flesh, and I had no idea that it was going to turn into the national anthem of wedding songs. I had no idea that was going to happen. But I was writing it just so that a guy would find an easier way. You know, if he slipped that song on, then maybe it would give him a chance, you know, to say something that would be kind of from the love side of his heart. So that's why Flesh of My Flesh was written.
You have flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. There's no one closer. You have flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. We are one. I do pledge my life to you forever and always. I will take good care of you and shower you with praise. Others try and separate us, but they don't have a chance. No one can take your place. No, not even one. You are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. We are one. I do give my life today and every day. I will stand right by your side, whatever comes our way. I have searched and searched for someone who'd make my dreams come true, but nowhere else on this earth is there anyone like
and bone of my bone.
we are one.
Hi, this is Leon Patillo, and you're listening to Streets of Gold.
Written a few wedding and love songs over the years. There's another one. Leon Patillo and Security from his 1984 album called The Sky's the Limit on Streets of Gold. His most popular Christian radio hit was Cornerstone, which hit number one for several months during the year 1982. Leon talks about that particular song.
You know, I went over to Israel. When I first got ordained, I was ordained by Chuck Smith, Calvary Chapel. And we, right after the ordination, I had gone through actually about a year and a half, 2 years of Bible study training under him. And we went to Israel, and Prime Minister Begin was in office at that time. And there was a peace congress going on. And when I landed, I all of a sudden heard this doom 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 type of music, and I said, "Man, this is really cool." And I saw people; they were dancing, they would get in groups, and they would, you know, kick their feet, and they would all be arm in arm. I said, "Man, this is something else the body of Christ needs." I said, "If we could bring some of this type of music to the body of Christ, it would give us unity, and again, it would give us another opportunity to dance unto the Lord." And I said, I'm going to base this on scripture. And it happened to be one of those scriptures that I was just trying to memorize. And so in my memorization, I have to usually put a melody with it in order to, you know, memorize the scripture. So I put a melody with it. My producer heard that and went crazy. He said, man, that's not just a little scripture song with a melody. He said, man, the whole world would love this song. He said, why don't you put it on your album? I said, put it on my album. I'm just trying to memorize script. He said, no, this is a great song. So I finished writing the song and presented it to my producer, and we put it out. And it is. It's one of those songs that just stays on the top of the charts. I get royalties where different people are recording the song on their albums, and I can't believe how many people record Cornerstone on their album.
Zion for a foundation, a stone. I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. He that believeth shall not make haste. I lay in Zion for a foundation of stone. I lay in Zion for a foundation of stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, a sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. He that believeth shall not make haste. Wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace. I lay in Zion for a foundation of stone. I lay in Zion for a foundation. A sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. He that believeth shall not make haste. I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. A sure foundation, a sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. He that believeth shall not make haste. Wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Cornerstone, a sure foundation, a sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. He that believeth shall not make haste. Talking about wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. God, the everlasting Father. Wonderful.
from the 70s and 80s. This is Streets of Gold.
Message in that song, don't give in, so strive for the prize. You know, whatever it is, if it's a temptation of some kind that you're facing, be a godly example to those around you, and don't leave home without the full armor of God. All right, Leon Patillo on Streets of Gold. More of our conversation with Leon Patillo in the next hour. I'm Larry Wayne, and we have another hour of Christian music oldies. Yeah, the songs you thought you'd never again hear on the radio, coming right up.